This is your daily mind medicine.
Hey, what's up, crew? Happy Monday. It's the start of a wonderful week. Hope you had a great weekend and are fired up. I was thinking, I'm on my way home from an event, and I'm in this, I don't know if you've ever had this experience where you are almost experiencing deja vu. We have these moments of clarity where we're kind of thinking about whatever we're doing in the moment. We're like, oh, I've done this before. This is kind of a repeat. Not maybe exactly the same, but parts of it feel the same. And that's how I feel right now. I am about to go into launch mode for a couple of different projects. And we're about to pick up offices here in Nashville. And I remember being in this spot, gosh, 6 years ago. Yeah, about six and a half, where the writing was on the wall. There was so many growth opportunities. You're in momentum. You know, you feel like what it's like to be in momentum. Momentum, by the way, is so funny because when you have momentum, it almost feels like nothing in the world can take it away from you. And that's a trap, by the way, for the record. Momentum has to be managed and nourished and prioritized. And the temptation is real. When you're in momentum, you feel like, you know, you just got entitled to it. But the truth is that you worked for a long time to get into a place of momentum. So when you're in momentum, don't take your foot off the gas. Push the foot down and get more of it. But anyways, I'm in this ramp up phase and things are starting to, the reality around me is once again starting to sort of submit to the will that I am imposing on it. And it's taken me a long time. It's taken me a solid year and a half to get this level of momentum. I don't think people talk about this enough, how difficult it can be to build momentum. So I want to talk to you about how to build it. If you're in momentum, here's how to keep it. If you're wanting momentum, here's how to get it. And then at the very end, I'll talk to you about how to lose it. If you're wanting momentum and you want to build it, it's very simple. You have to find a set of difficult activities and devote yourself to performing those things consistently until they become routine. And when you can turn difficult things into a machine that just kind of automatically happens, you have your first taste of momentum. People will look at you, they will wonder, how do you maintain this level of output, or how do you maintain this level of consistency, or how do you have just all of this energy? And the secret is, like, nobody's gifted with like extra energy. You earn that shit. Your energy comes from what you do and what you think. And there's nothing as damaging to energy as choosing not to do a hard thing. There's nothing as damaging to energy as feeling a negative thought and fueling it rather than starving it. So this is how you build momentum, is you just do the things that you do not want to do consistently until they become things you do want to do. The way you maintain momentum, okay, so that's how you build momentum. The way you maintain momentum is when you get to a spot where the hard things have become easy, you find new hard things to do and you raise the bar. So if you want to plateau in the gym, then when the weight becomes manageable, you just keep that weight. That's how you plateau. If you want to grow, then when the weight becomes easy, you take the weight up. This is how you maintain momentum. You can't maintain momentum just by continuing to do the things that were hard once and are easy now. You level up. In the world and the dynamics of momentum, momentum is only maintained through leveling up the activity. And then here's how you ruin momentum. If you're in a place of momentum and you want to ruin it, what you do is the things that got you the momentum, you stop doing those things. And this is where it'll get you. The mental trickery of the mind will try to convince you slowly that the success you're experiencing and the clout and the revenues and the fulfillment, the trickery, and this is resistance in the mind, it will try to convince you that you were just born with it. You just, you know, you inherited it. But the reality is that you actually paid for it. You paid for it. And to keep it, you must continue to pay for it. So let's let this week be a momentum builder week. And I am stoked for it. There's a lot of really cool projects that are coming out of our offices right now. And it's going to be an amazing season for you. I believe that 100,000%. I love you. Goodbye.